Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not going to name the name of this particular person for his privacy, but he writes, Dr. Dahlia, I get skid marks a lot on my underwear. I followed your advice and changed to darker underwear, but the problem is I stink. What do you have in terms of recommendations? And then he kind of goes on to, you know, how he's afraid that if he walks by somebody at work, it smells. Well, that's a good question. You know, skid marks. We've talked about that. Remember there was a study on the best way to wipe your butt? Remember we, you know, on the best way to use toilet paper? But, you know, the problem with skid marks is you could have as clean a wipe as possible. What ends up happening? Do you guys know why you get skid marks? Okay, I don't care if you're eating breakfast. Put it down. The reason why you get skid marks is you think you do a clean, either A, you aren't doing a clean, thorough wipe, or B, you're wiping, but you have an E version of the anus as you sit and put pressure on it, which is why, guys, I keep telling you guys, like, use a hemorrhoid pillow like me, then you don't get any skid marks. Right? Well, girls don't get skid marks anyway. Right? Right? And we women don't poop and we don't fart. Nothing, none of that. That's only a guy thing. But you get an E version of the anus. So if you have remnants of poop up in there, after you sit, it then gets on the underwear. Okay? So I'm not saying don't sit all day, but you also have to be careful because you really can't get the toilet paper up and in there as well as you should. So I like to recommend, I mean, you know, I really don't have patients ask this stuff. You know, luckily my listeners are cool. My patients don't ask me that. Although, you know, I should probably ask the patient. I always learned in medical school, if your patient doesn't ask you a question, you should ask the patient the question because they probably have a question about it. So I'll start doing that. I'll start asking my patients about skid marks. But the thing is you don't get skid marks if your poop was a clean break. Remember I told you Richard Pryor would talk about clean breaks where when you would poop, it'd be a clean break and there'd be no mess. Okay. If you don't have a clean break and it's messy, your potential to have skid marks like rises 97%. I don't really know what the exact percentage is because I don't know if there's been a study. I'm sure the government has wasted money on a study such as that, especially when they're monitoring cow farts. So, you know, something you could do is if you have hair down there, sometimes hair could get in the way and sometimes hair could trap it. So sometimes making sure that area is clean, but you got to also be careful if you shave too much. I never recommend shaving around that area because if you nick yourself, now you have colonic bacteria that, yes, I'm talking about this. You could have colonic bacteria from the anal area that kind of gets into any cuts in that. No, this is not a children's show. If your kids are in the minivan, tell them to go listen to something else. I'm teaching you guys something. Okay? So, I would be very careful with clippers or shavers or razors or anything down there. I would also recommend that if you do wear underwear, you wear underwear that is not 100% cotton. You wear underwear that has maybe a touch bit of nylon or something, okay? It just seems to sweat less, all right, and that seems to help. Of course, being clean. Another thing you could do, I mean, if you're really, really concerned that, you see, people with hemorrhoids may also have more of this issue because, again, it's very hard to clean them all. You know, sometimes cleaning with a Tux pad, may the hazelnut, The witch Hazel. Yeah, I'm sorry, my Candy Crush is on. Hazelnuts. Sometimes cleaning with a tux. A lot of you guys use baby wipes. Baby wipes is not bad. I remember catching my English teacher in high school with baby wipes on his desk. And I'm like, wait, what? And he got all mad. Well, now I know it's probably because he used that to wipe his tush. Fine by me. But tux may help and give you a better clean, but baby wipes are good too. But another thing you could do is if you're really, really worried about that, you could put a little piece of toilet paper, soft toilet paper, into that crevice. Use that as a barrier between your underwear and stuff. You could even use a mini pad. I mean, you know, I don't understand why you guys aren't making more money than you are. One of you should invent a skid mark mini pad for guys. I know. I'm thinking about that. I probably shouldn't have told you guys because I can make a lot of money. Where you basically use a panty liner, but it's not a panty liner. It's something that'll stick to guys' underwear and help prevent the skid mark. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second. Wait, what kind of a guy cares about him having skid marks? If he's a real guy, it's a sign of pride. I hear you. I mean, I live in a house of men. So at the end of the day, it's a contest on, you know, who soiled their underwear more. And I'm the one that has periods, so if I were them, I wouldn't even compete. So I hope that helps. But, you know, when somebody has skin marks from a medical standpoint, I want to make sure they're not having a hemorrhoid problem. Want to make sure they're not having a fissure problem. And one of you had asked me a long, long time ago, which is why we talked about, you know, wiping rectums well, about the acidity. You know, and the inflammation that you get down there, right? You know, you want to make sure the area is clean because otherwise it gets red and chaffed and all that other stuff. All right, and then I think that's about it. You know, are we good? And then of course the dark colored underwear always helps. And wash the underwear. No re-wearing underwear. All right, because now some of you may say, you know what? No skid mark. I'm good, so I can rewear the underwear. No, can't rewear the underwear. Because even if there's no skid mark, there could still be microscopic stuff on there. That's disgusting. Well, I could just flip it around and wear it backwards. No. Okay. All right. Good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, I teach you guys something on this show. You know, this isn't supposed to be just all entertainment. I'm actually teaching you guys some real good medicine. In fact, by the time you finish listening to my show after a couple years, you guys could actually probably get a medical degree. That's how much I teach you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess, you know, I am teaching you guys so much I think my bosses are happy and they're like, keep going. Okay, I was going to talk about some other minutia thing, but I guess I'll keep teaching you guys something. So there was a study that came out saying taking too many vitamin pills will increase your risk of heart disease and cancer. This is not the first time we heard this, where some of these vitamins that you guys are taking are causing increased calcification in your coronary arteries or putting you at risk for cancer. So now we have another study coming out saying, the Dr. Tim Byers, that's exactly what the study said. Yeah. That's what we pay for, people. Dr. Tim Byers of the University of Colorado Cancer Center said, we are not sure why this is happening at the molecular level, but evidence shows that people who take more dietary supplements than needed tend to have a higher risk of developing cancer. 2 decades ago, research found that people who ate more fruits and vegetables tend to have less cancer. So Dr. Byers began to investigate if taking extra vitamins and minerals would further reduce the risk of developing the disease. You see, what I always thought in medical school was when you go to supplements, it's interesting, okay? If you eat like crap, you're going to be more inclined to go and grab an over-the-counter vitamin. Okay, that's what I always thought. That was back in medical school time, okay? So, you know, a few years ago, okay? So, you're eating like crap, so you're trying to take a vitamin to supplement the fact that you're eating like crap. But then, we had a whole new generation of people where the healthy people were the ones taking the supplements. The healthy people, the people getting into shape, the people in the gym, the people taking care of themselves were the ones taking supplements. And you're like, well, wait a second. So if I want to do what the healthy people do, I'm going to start popping these supplements. So my theory is we have more people on supplements than we ever had. And now, you know, when you start to look at populations of cancer, since so many people have taken supplements at some point, you know, in their time or not, it just looks like these things may not be protecting us from cancer. But why would it look like it's causing the cancer? Right. So anyway, he said they first tested dietary supplements in animal models and they found that the results were promising. Eventually, they went to move on to the human populations and they studied thousands of patients for 10 years who were taking the dietary supplements and placebos. But they found that the supplements not only were not beneficial, but some people actually got more cancer while on the vitamins, end quote. One trial exploring the effects of beta-carotene supplements showed that taking more than the recommended dosage increased the risk for developing both lung cancer and heart disease by 20%. Folic acid, which was thought to reduce the number of polyps in the colon, actually increased colonic polyps. Which means, I mean, folic acid, you know, we love fortifying with folic acid. We love making sure pregnant women take the folic acid to avoid neural tube defects in fetuses and feti. We say fetuses. So folic acid, we've been, you know, touting as a very, very important supplement. But who knew that it could possibly increase colonic polyps? And if you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to come from a polyp. Not all polyps turn to cancer. But colon cancer comes from polyps. So Dr. Breyer said this, and not to say that people need to be afraid of taking the vitamins and minerals. If taken at the correct dosage, multivitamins can be good for you, but there is no substitute for good nutritional food. He added that most people get the daily recommended doses of vitamins and minerals if you eat healthy meals. One big argument we had 20, 30 years ago was the farmland was deplete and the soil was depleted of minerals, that any vegetables we ate were so deathly depleted of vitamins that you had to take vitamins. I don't know if that's really the case. All right, you know, they should take a look at the average tomato or the average potato or the average carrot now and take a look at the amount of vitamins that are in there. I think they're still pretty damn packed. Now, what we do need to probably do is increase the amount that we're eating. You know, my kids will try to eat, you know, one vegetable a week. No, you need to have 5 to 9 a day. So he concluded, at the end of the day, we have discovered that taking extra vitamins and minerals do more harm than good. Now, some of you are like, I don't understand how that could be. How could folic acid be bad for you and good for you at the same time? Well, he's not saying folic acid from vegetables. He's saying folic acid from a supplement. Okay? We need to know what is in these supplements that could be possibly causing the cancer or the heart disease. Is it a food coloring? Is it a substrate that's used? You know how Environmental Working Group will take a look at, there's another consumer watchdog group that'll take a look at products and go, look, you're using a chemical and this chemical in the product is what's bad. That's what I think is going on. I think that we have so many different forms out there of these vitamins and so many different delivery methods that in order to make a vitamin soluble or in a state that you could swallow it in a pill, you have to have all these other compounds within that capsule or within that pill or within that liquid, etc. And so when you take in that, there could be something in that that's causing the problem. For example, vitamin C tablets. All right, people have always talked about vitamin C tablets or calcium tablets causing kidney stones. Is it that eating an orange or a banana is going to cause a kidney stone or drinking a glass of milk? Not entirely. But the chalkiness to some of these tablets could be what's messing with the kidneys. We've been looking at vitamins and we've been dealing with these in our stores and having them on our kitchen table. I remember my mom having the little Flintstones vitamin next to my Fruit Loops. You know, I mean, we've been on these and told that we have to be on these for so long that we forget that they're man-made. We are putting something in our body that's man-made that our body may not recognize. You know, people always say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, UMDs are so anti-homeopathic and anti-alternative medicine and anti-natural. And I'm like, first of all, don't stereotype all of us. But number two, if you're really being natural... Okay, I mean, you know, the argument I'm making here is probably more natural than what some other sources may say, and I apologize for stumbling on my words here. All right, you know, I'm saying if you want to get your vitamins and you want to get natural ingredients in you, then just go to the gosh darn fruit. Okay, I mean, if you want to add cinnamon, all right, and get, you know, increase cinnamon or increase garlic to help your heart and blood pressure, go get some honest-to-God garlic. Why are you taking a garlic pill or a cinnamon pill? All right? You're worried about a bladder infection. You're worried about kidney health, so you want to take cranberries. Well, then go and get some cranberries and eat the gosh darn cranberries. But no, you guys are going for cranberry pills. I mean, who's against naturopathy and alternative medicine now, all right? You know, this is what's so frustrating, guys. You know, I have patients that frustrates the hell out of me. They come into my office saying, Dahlia, do not give me Lipitor or a medicine for my cholesterol. I'm going all natural. So I'm going, okay, well, they're probably adding the extra garlic to their food. They're probably eating a lot of fish. So I'm thinking food's on their plate, and they come in with seven bottles of capsules. You tell me what the hell is the gosh darn difference? Oh, but these are natural. No, it's not. Is that a piece of fish on your plate? No. You're taking fish oil capsules. That's fine. I'm a fan of fish oil. But don't be telling me I'm anti-natural when you don't even put the actual food on your plate and you're going for supplements. You dig? You understand? Now, I understand homeopathy is great. Acupuncture is great. Some of the things naturopaths do, awesome. All right, I dig all of that. But you as a patient cannot be hypocritical. And so now we're being told that some of these supplements, maybe we may see increased risk of cancer, increased risk of heart disease because of these supplements. It's not the natural form of the vitamin, but it's supplements. Take a look at what you're putting in your body. That cobalt blue pill that you're putting in your body may be bad for you. So if you want to get the extra calcium, if you want to get the extra protein, if you want to get the extra vitamin C, vitamin A, beta carotene, then go get the foods that are rich in that and eat that. And you want to know what? You'll probably save a hell of a lot of money. Don't be telling me buying cranberries is more expensive than cranberry pills. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let me read you this email really quick here. Got to make sure he doesn't cuss in this because I have to. I'm not allowed to. Yeah, by the way, guys, when you do send me an email, please no cuss words, because if I read it directly off air without screening it in terms of cuss words, I could get into a lot of trouble. Jackson writes, you doctors complain about Obamacare and the state of our health system, but you don't get off your blanks and do something about it. With the exception of you, I never see your colleagues at any political rallies or up in Washington. Rand Paul, really? Obviously he lives in Las Vegas. I haven't really been at a lot of political things lately because I'm busy taking care of patients. Okay? You know, I'm being a doctor. People think that we're able to take off and go golfing and go on fancy vacations. I probably take 1 week vacation a year if I'm lucky and if we could afford it. And any other trip I do is usually work-related. And to do that, it takes an act of Congress to make sure that your office is covered and your patients are covered and you have a means to take care of the patients, etc. So it's not that easy. Now, yes, if you're in a sort of facility where you have 10 other doctors covering call and covering patients, yeah. But still, you get called and still you get asked about a patient because you know them. Who knows them better than you? And so when you look at what doctors do, and a lot of the things we do, like, for example, I'm waiting desperately to hear on a lab that I ordered, a stat lab. All right, I can't just go away and hope that the document that I was working on or, tax papers or whatever a lot of these other professions do, I can't just leave that for the weekend. All right. And so, you know, when you don't see a lot of doctors stop and go to Washington, okay, you got to understand that, you know, even though everybody else's professions has a lot of work and deadlines, et cetera, you know, you could get into a lot of trouble. All right, ignoring the potassium or ignoring the salt, et cetera. And going out of town is a lot more difficult for a doctor to do than you think. Now, I'm not saying that that's an excuse for us not to be involved politically, but that's one excuse, and it's actually a very valid one. Now, you know, I still don't understand. Really, so Dolly said a lawyer could take off more time and doctors can't? No. We all have responsibilities, but unfortunately, some of our responsibilities dictate that we can't be 100% into something else when we're there. You understand? Okay. So even if I'm on vacation, right? We were doing the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise with the radio show. We did that a few years in a row. I have to stop doing that because yeah, I have a satellite phone, etc. But I need to be available for my patients all the time. And I need my staff to get a hold of me, so I can't do that. I know some of you are like, oh, boo-hoo, Dolly, can't go to Alaska anymore. I probably could. I don't want, you know, sympathy. But my patients have to come first. And when you become political and you start to go for a cause, some of the most effective, right, political advocates or lobbyists, etc., do that full time. When you jump in for a cause, you need to jump in full-time headstrong. You know, like I'm trying to do Nevada Blood Donation Day here in the state. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We have volunteers. We got United Blood Services, American Red Cross, who are doing the brunt of the work. All right? But I'm not donating as much time as I really need to for that, effectively. Yeah, I mean, don't you guys think I would love to be in Washington? Right? You know, trying to tell these senators and congressmen and representatives how the hell to do health care. Don't you think I would love to? I don't have the time. And my patients don't want that. Well, some of my patients, like, Dolly, good, leave me alone. This way you don't, you know, make me go and get a colonoscopy. But the majority of my patients, they want me here. Rand Paul, I'm not sure how much he's practiced medicine. I keep on forgetting that he's a doctor. I keep on forgetting, you know, because again, you know, you always see him in Congress and you always see him, you know, obviously, what he's doing. People voting for Rand Paul are not voting for him for the medical side of it. They're probably voting for him for his stance on certain issues. So I can't really talk about that, whether you like him or not. I'm kind of watching the Republican race very closely as well as the Democratic race. I'm kind of wondering what's going on Hillary's side of things. Apparently there's been some flirtations with Mayor de Blasio from New York possibly running against her. Maybe Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. I mean, the Democrats, I don't think, want any other Democrats debating Hillary to give Republicans ammunition. So I'm not sure what's going on that end. And then you see a slew of Republican possibilities on the other side. Our healthcare system is extremely important, but it's not going to be the big pivotal point of our election, okay? I think a lot of people realize that our healthcare system now is really going kaput. And yes, we need somebody to come in and fix it, but we also know that nobody can do false promises. Just getting up there saying, look, I'm going to repeal Obamacare and I'm going to fix this whole mess Obama did, we understand that it sounds better than it is, okay? I mean, I don't know how one person is going to fix this mess. This is a complete mess. But what's really important to people right now is jobs. Employment, then making sure they have jobs, then making sure they have health care, they making sure that they have national security, ISIS, their kids being safe, safety with our police force, safety in our communities, et cetera. This is what people are concerned about. And so that's what's going to win this election, somebody that will convince us that we're all treated equal, that we're all being safe, we're making sure Americans get jobs before we give jobs away to other people, and we're on top of things when it comes to health care and making sure we have access and good health care. Somebody that comes up with that sort of a platform is going to probably win over all the different, sorts of, bits that people are fighting over. So, you do have a point. You don't really generally see doctors as politically involved. The other thing, too, also is in the medical communities, we do have the American Medical Association. We do have a huge medical lobby. You do have a lot of fractionation within, doctors groups. Some doctors for Obamacare, some don't. The more doctors I talk to, the less are for it. But again, it depends on where you work. It depends on the demographic you're dealing with. If you're seeing more of your patients get Medicaid and get access and these patients are happy and they're telling you they're happy, then you're going to be happy. But with my groups of patients, my patients that are telling me that I have a very middle class, I have it from lower income to middle class to middle upper class. I don't see the high upper class patients because they go and get concierge. So I see anywhere from lower income to upper middle income. And the 99% of those patients are like, this sucks. And they're not saying it because they think that's what I want to hear. You know, I'm like, look, if you're getting health care, if you're happy with this plan, then I'm happy for you. If you like the fact that you could get this plan and do this and do this, but they're like, no, I'm paying $500 a month now. I'm paying $500 more than I used to. When my patients tell me they hate it, then I hate it. Okay? Because, again, I'm not looking at Obamacare so much from a doctor standpoint. All right? Remember, me being in radio, I can't just sit there and be all about me and go, yeah, I don't like it because I'm making less money. Okay, I'm making less money, that's fine. But that, I have no problem with that sacrifice. Okay? Because, again, it's not like I wear a lot of fancy clothes. I don't wear jewelry. I could make less money. I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is my patients not getting their tests. We're going to be talking about, after the next break, where the expert panel on the government panel on mammograms is sticking to their recommendation that women could start their mammograms at 50 and just go every couple years. All right? I think this is ridiculous. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
All you Patriot Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I really want to quickly here talk about the United States Preventive Services Task Force. Although I do have to say this. I forgot to bring this up the other day. I was at a spoke to a women's group the other day. And one of the ladies asked me if Alex Jones was as sexy as he sounds. And, it's very, very interesting because he does sound sexy. I have met him, of course, at radio conferences. But I can't answer that because he's kind of like a brother in terms of radio brother. So we don't really look at each other in radio hosts as anybody that, you know, we would sleep with. But he is sexy. But I don't look at him that way, okay? Because, see, you know, we're on the same network. That would be very incestual. But, he is. He's a good-looking guy. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You guys can ask me anything. I mean, skin marks, this, I'll take it. Let's get to some medical news, please. So the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is reiterating that you could wait on the mammogram till you're age 50. What? And you could just do it every couple years. So they do say that they save lives, but that there are downsides, and that these downsides are underappreciated by doctors and the general public. Underappreciate this. Chief among the problems associated with screening mammography, they say, and this has been reported in the LA Times, is the risk that it will result in unnecessary procedures and treatment by finding abnormal cells that would have been harmless if left alone, according to the panel. They say about one out of every five women diagnosed with screening mammography and treated for breast cancer is being treated for cancer that would never have been discovered or caused her health problems in the absence of screening. Okay, so what are they trying to say? Are they trying to say that some of us could be walking around with breast cancer, but it might be a type of cancer that we could blow off? How many of you ladies out there, raise your hands, would like to leave the government the choice and leave it up to chance that if you have breast cancer, it could be the one to watch and wait and leave alone? How many of you guys want to take that chance? Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death among women. What's the first leading cause in both men and women? Lung cancer, still. Among every 10,000 women in the United States, they say 125 diagnosed with breast cancer. What? Oh, among every 10,000 women. I'm going to say there's a hell of a lot more than that. About 125 are diagnosed per 10,000 women, and 22 women will die per 10,000 women. So that translates to 233,000 new diagnoses and 40,000 deaths in 2014. So no wonder we women are like mammogrammy. Two-thirds of American women ages 40 and above said they've had the test within the last 2 years, including 51% who said they had it in the last 12 months, according to the American Cancer Society. Now, you have the American Cancer Society, National Comprehensive Cancer Network, American College of Radiology, and the Dr. Dahlia Show recommending annual mammograms for women at average risk of cancer beginning at age 40. Now, here's my thing. Actually, this is what I recommend. I recommend a baseline between 35 and 40. Then I recommend them every 2 years in your 40s, every year in your 50s. That's what I recommend because that's what I was taught. Okay? And knock on wood, we have not lost one breast cancer patient. And I also recommend that you do monthly breast exams. Remember they came up with that saying, nah, you don't have to do monthly breast exams. I'm like, what? This is bull crap. I do blame Obamacare for this. So my recommendation, I understand I'm supposed to tell you what the task force says. The task force says do it every couple years and do your mammograms between 50 and 74. All right, and that's for average risk. Now, some of you will be like, okay, well, what makes you at high risk? Well, if there's family history, if you have the BRCA gene mutation, if you have obesity, never breastfed, these things are you know, risk factors. There's another one that I like to add as a risk factor for breast cancer. And I can't think of it. It's something that I personally decided to add on my own. I can't think of it right now. Okay, in my family, none of the women get mammograms. Okay? And everybody dies before they get diagnosed with the type of cancer I'm being asked about. So, you know, I have no idea if I have a family history of breast cancer, which is why I finally dragged one of my family members in to get a mammogram, and lo and behold, she had breast cancer. So now I'm at higher risk. So the problem with this is, how do you know that you're not at higher risk? Oh, if you've had like a previous biopsy, that could also put you at risk. If you've had a previous lump, super dense breasts, things like that could possibly put you more at risk for having something, and I would suggest you be screened a little more thoroughly. So, personally, I don't choose which woman to screen more thoroughly. What I do is I let everybody have the option of getting a mammogram or an ultrasound. Now, I don't have to go by the task force. Okay? A lot of people think the doctors have to go by exactly what the task force says. No. If I want insurance to pay for it, I do. But if my patient's like, look, Dahlia, I'll pay cash. What do you recommend I do? I'm nervous. I'm like, look, I want you feeling at ease. Okay? All right, if you want to get a mammogram, if you want to get an ultrasound, if you want to see a breast doctor, fine by me. I'm not going to withhold it. So, all right, they're worried about the cost of treating breast tumors. They're worried about breast tumors that aren't dangerous and the money it costs. They're worried about false positives. All right, this idea of false positive, all right, and I correct you guys a lot, and I want to correct the media. When you guys say false positive, a false positive is you not being pregnant and you taking a urine pregnancy test and it comes up positive that you're pregnant, but you aren't. Okay? That's a false positive. You having something funny looking on a test and we are wanting to get a closer look or evaluating it, that's not a false positive. A false positive when we're talking about breast cancer would be you having a piece of tissue taken out of biopsy. The doctor looking at it, or the pathologist saying, this is definitely breast cancer. I'm saying there's breast cancer here. Then you come to find out you never had breast cancer to begin with. That's a false positive. Now, how often does that happen? Doesn't happen as often as the media is trying to say it is. So, we will save money as a country giving people less mammograms. They're right about that. Okay? Yeah, we are going to save money. In fact, if we put off your mammogram screening to every 5 years, we'll be saving a hell of a lot of money. But I don't want to save money on your life. I would rather save money by other ways. All right? You know, not having all health care free, but maybe people paying $5 when they go in if they're, you know, getting government subsidies when they're not disabled or veterans, etc. All right? I mean, you know, breast cancer grows quickly. So you go in every 2 years. You know, remember we talked about colonoscopies where I practice in the West and we do colonoscopies every 5 years. We really don't do colonoscopies every 10 years. A lot of doctors recommend every 5 years. Why? Because the average colon cancer grows within 10 years. And so if that colonoscopy wasn't 100%, and nothing is ever 100%, you then could guarantee getting two colonoscopies within that 10-year period that'll hopefully then catch anything that could be growing. Right? And we find that every 5 years does really, really well, right? You know, in terms of preventing colon cancer, right? It's you know, doing great with my patient population. So, but colon cancer grows slowly. Okay? What about breast cancer? Well, it depends on the type of breast cancer. Some breast cancer is fast and vicious, and some is slow. I admit that. I admit some breast cancer is slow. There may be some breast cancers that are so slow that you'll die of other causes before the breast cancer gets you. But if you got the fast-growing kind, do you think you want to wait every 2 years for your screening? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.